state abuse inquiry, I guess the thing that a lot of people are saying is, where do we start to begin to heal our whānau who have been caught up in the abuse in state care, and also to the wider whānau and community, how do we begin the healing? Having an inquiry is that the beginning, or is that just an opening for the journey to begin?
Yeah, I think it's only a start, really. I mean, I think one of the things, a Royal Commission is obviously a significant public event, but it's only one part of what should have been happening for a long, long time ago. I often talk about, you know, giving survivors the dignity of being heard. One of the things that happens with any kind of abuse is that the perpetrator tries to silence the victim, and that's happened. You talk about state care, I call it state custody, because most of these children that were in these institutions were wards of the state. The state was the parent. And the state has been, for a very long time, going all out to try and silence or minimise what these individuals went through. So certainly the Royal Commission is a start, and it's, I guess, the formality and the official nature of it means that, you know, for many, it's the first time that they've been heard in such a formal setting. I mean, for many of them, these events happened to them. If you're talking about Lake Alice, we're talking 40, 50 years ago. And this is the first time that the state's actually listened in a formal sense to what happened, and that, you know, when you've got this independence of a Royal Commission, it means that the state doesn't hold all the cards. It's actually an independent body. So yeah, it's not for me to say what's going to heal survivors. I think it's different for each of them. Many of them will have quite different views on that in terms of what they need and what they think should happen, so that's for them to say. But I certainly think being heard is a significant start.
Tokanui as well, too. I mean, nothing really substantial has been resolved around Tokanui and the atrocities that were meted out to our whānau there. We also have Tū Papaku at Tokanui. That has never, although there has been an inquiry, absolutely, but really, whānau was saying that there has been no real restitution or resolution. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. And I don't know as much about Tokanui, but you know, I am aware that there were bodies buried there. There was an unmarked grave there. And that was something I just ran across in another media report. Tokanui, I mean, if you look at Lake Alice Tokanui, you had these psychiatric hospitals. Cherry Farm was another one. Porirua Hospital was another one. And you had mostly adults in those institutions who also suffered a lot of abuse. But you had, for example, in Lake Ellis, these adolescent units that were set up. And they were really, I mean, those psychiatric hospitals were no place for children. And I don't know whose idea it was to set up such units. But that Lake Alice obviously and rightly gets a lot of attention because some of the abuse in there was off the charts, if you could say that. But there are other institutions. Porirua Hospital is one I'm aware of, where a lot of wards of the state were sent there because of their behaviour. The sad thing about it, or one of the terrible things about it, is that often this behaviour was in response to abuse that they were suffering. For example, in Holdsworth, there were two predators that were, or at least two, that were operating in Holdsworth, and so a lot of the kids were running away on a regular basis. And then it was those two perpetrators who were then sending them to Lake Alice, and that's come out in the evidence. So often these children, they didn't have mental illnesses in any diagnosed kind of way. They were reacting to abuse that was happening to them in other institutions, whether that was running away, whether it was lashing out at the staff. you know, they had good reason to act up because of what was happening to them. And then they got, you know, that punishment got escalated and they got sent to Lake Ellis. There was nothing therapeutic about Lake Ellis. It was punishment. It was torture. And those kinds of things happened in Tokanui, Cherry Farm, Porirua Hospital. So there were a number of institutions that children were sent to and had terrible things happen to them.
Do you know if the state can guarantee, or do you know if the state has guaranteed that there is, that there are no tūpapaku at any other of those hospitals other than Tokanui? Have they absolutely categorically said, no, there are no more tūpapaku?
Well, if they have, I haven't heard it. I guess the Royal Commission will be looking into that. I mean, for example, there was some evidence that came out. One individual gave evidence at the hearing that's just wrapping up on Lake Ellis and said one of his friends was died while getting electrocuted and getting, you know, ECT. And that's probably the first time I've heard of direct evidence of people dying at Lake Ellis under that kind of, because of that punishment. I have discussed with people who, you know a lot about Lake Ellis, and it's, you know, it's always the risks they were taking with children's lives. It doesn't surprise me. It still shocks me. And so the fact that we've now got evidence from one person, it tells me there's probably others. I certainly know and have heard of a number of incidents of suicide of children. One guy was at Lake Ellis, got shifted down to Cherry Farm and committed suicide down there. I've heard of other incidents of suicide in Lake Ellis and or after. Many of the people that went through there that later on in life just couldn't handle what had happened to them and unfortunately took their life. So I don't know. There's going to be a lot more information come out. I mean, I've always been shocked, and you think you can't be shocked anything, you know, anymore. And then there's more information comes out, and you know, and it just seems to get worse the more you hear. So in terms of people missing, people dying, yeah, I mean, I think the evidence will eventually come out. It is coming out now in the commission's hearings. But yeah, in terms of the government fronting up to that, I mean, look at what's happened in Canada. You've had mass graves at these residential schools. Now, some of those were operating for 100 years, and we're only now finding out the extent of the abuse and death that happened in those institutions. Now, Canada didn't acknowledge that. It's only come out in a very roundabout and sort of prolonged process. Governments never like to acknowledge these things, and it's only through the persistence of survivors, actually, that these things do tend to eventually come out.
Well, which is the reason why I raised the question about are there any more, because of what's happened over in Canada, and because of it, and because they found the children's bodies in welfare homes, in children's homes. So we would be, it would be natural for us to question our institutions here in Aotearoa, given the trauma that our tamariki went through at that time. It would be a natural question to ask, are there any graves? Are there any tūpapaku? Are there any records that were kept on children that arrived but never left? That would be just a natural course for us to take, would it not?
Well, it is. I mean, yeah, it's probably a little risky to speculate, but it's, as I say, it wouldn't surprise me if there were further casualties, if you could call it that. I mean, there's certainly stories, you know, children were regularly running away from places like Kohitere, Hokio Beach, and, you know, reported missing. So, and in some cases, they never found them or they never turned up. So, you know, there's always these gaps in our knowledge, and certainly gaps in the paper record as to what happened to a lot of children.